Hey there, good to see you. Today we're going to go through seven principles of mental prayer from St. Teresa of Avila. These principles are great for anyone who wants to develop and advance in their prayer life. Principle number one, advancement in prayer does not depend upon a method. Sometimes there's a lot of talk on the method of prayer, and that we think if we found the perfect method of prayer, then we would advance in the spiritual life. St. Teresa is saying, no, it's not about a method. Methods are not unimportant in her mind, but there's something that's much more important. She says, the whole aim of any person who is beginning in prayer, and don't forget this because it is very important, should be that he work and prepare himself with determination and every effort to bring his will into conformity with God's will. It is the person who lives in more perfect conformity who will receive more from the Lord and be more advanced on this road of prayer. So what she's saying is that what's more important than the method of prayer is this determination of the will to live for Jesus. So a question for you, are you aware of a decision in your life where you said, Jesus, possess me, take me. I give you my past, my present, my future, all that I am. I want to live for you. And then are we aware of making the effort to live a virtuous life? And a life that is pleasing to God. St. Teresa is saying this is more important than the method of prayer. Principle number two, advancement in prayer does not depend upon your circumstance. Sometimes we tell ourselves we would pray more if our circumstance was more favorable. For example, me, I'm the father of seven young children. My daughter, who's the oldest, is 13. Our youngest is a year and a half. So everyone's in between. And I could tell myself, well, if I didn't have so many children, I would pray more. If I had more time, I would pray more. If I didn't have so many responsibilities and my circumstances were different, then I would pray more and pray better. Can you relate? Are we blaming our circumstance for the lack of prayer in our life? See, the circumstance is not the problem. The problem is you. That's what St. Teresa is saying. You know, in terms of time, we all have the same amount of time. And when we say that we don't have time for prayer, what we're really saying is that we did not make time for prayer. And that is a matter of the will. See, we all have the same amount of time in our day. It's just what we've prioritized that gets our attention. And so St. Teresa is saying, no, our circumstance is favorable for prayer. St. Teresa says the time is always propitious for God to grant favors to those who truly serve him. And I know what you're thinking. What does propitious mean? Well, I didn't know either. I have a pretty small vocabulary, so I had to look it up. It means favorable. So your circumstance right now is favorable for advancement in prayer. Don't wait for another circumstance to pray better, because you might wait your whole life. Principle number three, advancement in prayer does not mean fulfilling the commandments. You might be thinking, well, wait a minute, isn't the Christian life about fulfilling the commandments of God? Well, it is, but in the mind of St. Teresa of Avila, we have to do something more than merely fulfill our obligation if we want to advance in prayer. When speaking about God's great riches, she says this, if you are to gain this, meaning great riches and blessing, he would have you keep back nothing, whether it be little or much. He will have it all for himself, according to what you know yourself to have given. The favors he will grant you will be small or great. So here's a question for you. What are you aware that you have given to Jesus? Are you generous with him? Or are you cheap? Are you reserving certain areas of your life for yourself and saying, Jesus, you can touch everything else in my life, but this area of my life, that's off limits. She's saying, St. Teresa is saying, what God is looking for in us is not someone who just does the minimum requirements in the Christian life, but someone who generously gives themselves over to the Lord. So if we want to advance in prayer, we can't look at the precepts of the church and just look at it as a check mark. I've done this, 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 and I've fulfilled the basic requirements. Fulfilling the basic requirements in the Christian life does not make one a saint, if that's our attitude. It might save us from hell, but it won't cause us to be a great saint. To be a great saint, we have to have great love. And when you have great love, you do not count the cost. You don't go to the checkbox and think, okay, I've done this and this and this. You have another question in your mind. How much more can I do for the Lord? That is what love asks, not how little can I do for him and still get into heaven. So if you want to advance in prayer, you have to generously give yourself to the Lord. Principle number 4, advancement in prayer requires purification from faults. One may think that the deeper we get in prayer, the less we have to repent of. And that is actually false. It is the great sinner who says to himself, I have no sin. In 1 John we read, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Only the great sinner says, I have no need of repentance. The saint is the one who is in constant trust in God's mercy because they realize they need God's mercy. Saint Teresa is a perfect example of this. She advanced deeply in prayer and she had great union with Jesus. And was she saying to herself, well, I have nothing left to repent of? On the contrary, listen to what she says. How I fail. And I could say it 1,000 times to get rid of everything for you. How many imperfections I see in myself. What laxity in serving you. Indeed, sometimes I would like to be without consciousness in order not to know so much evil about myself. In the mind of St. Teresa of Avila, in order to grow in relationship with Jesus and advance in prayer, it requires repentance and turning from our faults. We've lost this within the church. We've lost it. It seems like everyone gets the blessing. You're in a fornicating relationship? Come and get your blessing. You're in an unnatural relationship? Come and get your blessing. Come and get your blessing, everyone, unless you're a traditional Catholic, Bishop Strickland, or unvaccinated. Everyone else gets the blessing. What's the problem with this? Well, when you confer blessing upon a sinful situation, it implies or infers approval. The blessing is found in the sacrament of penance. When we repent of our ways and conform our hearts to the will of God, that is where the blessing is found. And without this repentance, without a purification of our faults, we will never advance in union with Jesus. We will never advance in prayer. And it's a cruel thing not to invite people to repentance. We should not fool ourselves into thinking, well, I'm not in mortal sin, so I don't have anything really to repent of. You see, venial sin is still an infinite offense against God. And if we do not deal with even the venial sin in our life, we will not advance in prayer. Principle number 5, advancement in prayer requires to be led by revelation. St. Teresa is critical of those who do not take on harder penances for themselves because they are afraid they might harm themselves. She says, you need never fear that they will kill themselves. Their love is not yet ardent enough to overwhelm their reason. She goes on to say, at a snail's pace, we shall never get to the end of the road. So for the love of the Lord, let us make real effort. Certainly, St. Teresa of Avila is not saying that our penance should cause us harm. She's not saying that. I think what she's warning against is people who choose penance that is so easy because of self-love. My interpretation of her words is that we have to be aware of the pampered lifestyle. Pampering doesn't get us to Jesus, but penance does. Are you living a pampered life or a penitent life? Principle number 6, advancement in prayer requires receptivity. St. Teresa says that God leads us according to our readiness to be led deeper. Do you want to be led deeper? God leads those who want to be led. He can force nobody. I think about the sower. Remember that parable? The sower, the farmer goes out and throws his seed and he's throwing his seed everywhere. Like what farmer does that? Usually a farmer is a little bit more strategic, only in the good soil, but not the sower. He throws it in the thorns, he throws it on the path, he throws it on rocky ground. The seed is going everywhere, meaning everyone has a chance, but what determines whether that seed takes root and bears fruit is the heart, one's readiness to respond. The problem is not the seed. The problem is the soil. The problem is not God. The problem is us and our readiness to be led deeper in union with Jesus. St. Teresa, speaking to Jesus, says, "Who is more fond than you of giving when there was someone open to receive?" St. Teresa says, "He gives in accordance with the courage which he sees that each of us has and the love which we bear to his majesty. In the measure he sees that they receive him, so he gives and is given." Now, perhaps this is doing a stirring in your heart and you look back through your life and you think, "Oh, I have wasted years where I was not ready to respond to Jesus." And now maybe you feel like you're playing catch up. Catch up to Jesus. St. Teresa has some really encouraging words for you. He can give more to one in half a year than to another in many years. This is something I have seen so clearly in many persons that I'm amazed how we can even stop to consider it. I find this incredibly consoling because advancement in prayer does not depend upon chronological age. It also does not depend upon intellect. It does not also depend upon how long we have been praying, because it's possible that we've been praying for years and years, but we've been praying wrongly, never open to God's divine will. But the good news is that God's grace is so plentiful that he can make up for wasted years. And all we have to do is be open to what he wants to do in our life. Be ready to be led deeper. Are you ready? Principle number 7, the advancement made in prayer can be lost. St. Teresa just wants us to be aware that the advancement in prayer that has happened can be lost through an abuse of our free will. I remind myself regularly that I'm always one decision away from stupid. I know it's within myself to reject the grace of God. So I need to be diligent. I need to guard myself. I need to protect myself from temptation. And I have to exercise consistently virtue. Otherwise, it's easy for me to backslide. I've said this many times in other videos, but if we take our faith casual, we end up a casualty. St. Teresa reminding us, we must always press forward. Now, regarding pressing forward, Advent is coming up. So I want to invite you to something. We are going to increase our video production to 5 days a week. Starting at the beginning of the Advent, we're going to release videos like this, meditations on the spiritual life to help prepare our hearts for Christmas. If you would like those videos emailed to you, there's a link in the description where you can join. And then you'll see myself and Janelle 5 days a week starting in Advent. So that's coming up. But I have something else to ask you. Can you please comment below? Share with me what stood out to you in this video and why. I love learning from you. And if you want to learn a little bit more on a method of mental prayer, I've linked at the end of this video, St. Alphonsus's Way of Mental Prayer. Hope you enjoy it.